I'm talking about the Apostles' Creed, and you know, when Jesus descended into hell.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of a problem with the purpose of that. Could you explain the reason that he, you know, prior to his resurrection?
Yes. First of all, of course, the Apostles' Creed is not scripture.
Oh, okay.
The Apostles' Creed was sort of a summary of faith. Now, the word hell does not always mean a place of suffering and torment. If you understand that the word hell means the grave, and it says Jesus descended into hell, according to the prophecy of David, well, Jesus did go to the grave. Some people believe that when Jesus died on the cross, he didn't really die, but Christ entered a new dimension, and he went and preached to spirits that were being tortured by the devil in Hades to give them another chance. That cannot be supported from the Bible. The Bible is very clear that this life is our only probation. It's appointed unto man, Hebrews tells us, once to die, after this the judgment. The idea that once you die you get a second chance to accept salvation is totally unbiblical. So some people have taken the Apostles' Creed to support the idea that Jesus didn't really die on the cross, and of course the penalty for sin is death, but he entered another dimension, he began to preach to lost souls, and when he rose from the dead he changed back into a human dimension again. And that I don't agree with. They usually use, I think it's a scripture in 1 Peter, to try to support that. Okay, he preached to spirits in prison, it says. Have you heard that before?
Right, uh-huh.
Yeah. But that's talking about the Lord preaching to those who were in spiritual prison back in the days of Noah. It's not talking about going to people who are dead.
Right. So, in other words, we can't accept that as biblical truth, then, that Jesus even went anywhere. I mean, he just died, and 3 days later, he rose from the
dead. He did go to the grave. Remember, the word hell, in most cases in the Bible, the word hell, in the Old Testament especially, is Sheol, and it means the grave. That's all it means.
That clears it up, then.
Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, good question.
Yeah.